A bump in the grain markets on USDA Report Day. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm CJ Miller. Numbers from Thursday's trading are coming up, but first, let's check in with Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. The grain market started off mixed Thursday morning, but traded higher after the USDA released its monthly supply and demand estimates report. The USDA cut corn yield to 177 bushels per acre. Also in the report, old and new crop wheat carryout came in lower than trade estimates, and all wheat production was below the trade estimates as well, and that pushed the wheat market to upside leader position. So, Mike, what were some of the other factors from the USDA's monthly supply and demand report that played into Thursday's grain markets?
Well, the world numbers too, CJ, came in as expected or maybe a little bit more price friendly than we would have projected. But all in all, I would summarize today's USDA report as one that definitely puts support below the market. The funds were correct in their anticipation in their buying ahead of this report. A lot of trade talk that the funds were friendly going into this report, that they wanted to add to their position, and they did add to their position the last couple days, and certainly in today's reaction to the USDA report, that has paid off. That 4 bushel an acre difference in national average corn yield from the 177 to the 184, that in itself is a pretty friendly number. The other component to that that we're ultimately going to have to apply is what this planted corn acreage is. And to that topic, I will say that certainly with the weather window open here now, looks like through at least Saturday in this general part of the world here in Indiana, that we will see some significant field activity and planting progress. There were a lot of folks that took to the cornfields a day and a half ago, some more yesterday, and again today, a lot of field activity. And certainly farmers are pushing now as we get into this next week in May to get as much of this crop in the ground. It's still unknown how many acres we're ultimately going to get planted, but certainly the incentive to plant corn still exists in the market. That November to December soybean corn ratio lost 3 cents today. It's at 197 now, 1.97, not 3 cents, it lost 3 points, 1.97. So that definitely incents anybody that can get the inputs to plant more corn, We'll see how that all shakes out. We're not going to know that until we get USDA's final planted acreage numbers in the June planted acreage report. But certainly today's price action and the numbers from USDA friendly up the market. The Kokomo Grain website tonight under Silver's comments tabs, I will have some numbers. I'll have some links to some deep analysis into the WASDE report, the World Outlook Board report. Talking for weeks, CJ, about the necessity of the world to be able to produce the best crops it possibly can this growing season, given the disruption in world trade that the Russian-Ukraine war has precipitated. And certainly to this point, there still remains a lot of uncertainty as to whether we're going to be able to live up to that goal. There are weather problems across the globe. Some places are too wet, some are too dry, as evidenced by the corrections, the modifications that were made in the global balance tables for wheat. We know that the southern hemisphere is still suffering from the impacts of La Nina. It's been dry and hot, and that has cut into both corn and soybean yields in the southern hemisphere. And unfortunately, there are a growing number of weather forecasters in the longer-term weather forecasts for the U.S. that say this summer is going to present some challenges to the U.S. production due to perhaps, if the forecasts pan out, higher temperatures and on the lower side of rainfall. Now, forecasts can change. We know that they change multiple times a day, but we know that we've got some challenges ahead of us to get the size of crop to meet global demand and to satisfy all the countries across the globe that are deeply concerned about food security. And the other factor that we have in play today is we had the CPI, the Consumer Price Index numbers out yesterday. They were certainly negative to the equity markets. The producer index is going to be out today, and we have the Dow down now 558 points in anticipation of some negative numbers there, higher inflation rates. So it's not over yet, CJ. It's going to be, appears to be a long and hot summer. There's going to be a lot of market volatility. It's going to continue to pick up, and we must remember that the daily trading limit now in play for corn is 50 cents, and for soybeans, it's $1.15. So this market could get really interesting this summer, not to say that it hasn't been extremely interesting already. We should have some opportunities to challenge, in my opinion, some of the contract highs that we've put in, especially in the corn market and certainly in the wheat market with the numbers that came out by USDA today. And the bean market's holding its own, too. So still a lot of opportunity, CJ, and we just encourage producers to get offers into the marketplace. Remember that this market trades from 8 p.m. on a weekday night until the pause the following morning, and then resumes trade the next day. So we want to make sure that folks have an opportunity to get the offers filled at their price levels and add to their risk management position, if you will, on the grains they have to market, and to be extremely careful in the field and as safe as possible, because we know that everyone is working as hard as they possibly can right now to get this corn and soybean crop in the ground. So we just wish everyone the best as we pursue planting season 2022.
Once again, Mike Silver with Kokomo Grain. Settlements from Thursday, July corn up 3 at 791 and a half, September at 763 and 3 quarters, 11 and 3 quarters higher, December corn up 17 and a quarter at 753. July beans up 7 at 1613 and 3 quarters, August at 1569 and a quarter, 7 higher, November beans up 8 and a quarter at 1480 and a half. A huge jump in July wheat following the USDA's report, up 65 and three quarters to end the day at 1178 and three quarters. The livestock markets were lower. June live cattle down $1.92 at 131.65, and May lean hogs were 82 cents lower at $100.17. And that's your Thursday farm market review for your Friday the 13th Hoosier Ag Today podcast, brought to you by First Farmers Bank and Trust. For Andy Eubank, Eric Pfeiffer, and Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, I'm CJ Miller. Hoosier Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.